This is KGOU. It's Friday, March 18th, and Adam Brooks is back with us. He's the Journal Record newspaper's managing editor and typically joins us at week's end to talk about Oklahoma business news. Adam, the budget shortfall has dominated so much of everyone's news coverage this legislative session, but it seems like one of the bills the public is most interested in is a proposal to overhaul the state's alcohol laws. Your reporter Molly Fleming's been following Senate Joint Resolution 68. Explain exactly what this bill does.
This bill is pretty simple, actually. It puts a measure on the ballot for a state question in November that allows the people to decide if we're going to remove the parts of the state constitution that put limits on different strengths of alcohol and do a few different things, mostly affecting 3.2 beer that we know about. Now, if those parts of the constitution are removed, that will be followed up by another bill that's going through that would deal with lots of the other changes of things that get opened up in terms of who can sell what during what hours. But those can't happen without this constitutional change.
And State Senator Stephanie Bice is one of the co-authors of this measure. She's really made changing the state's alcohol laws a focus of her time in the legislature so far. During a debate earlier in the session, she said this particular piece of legislation came after months of hard work and compromise.
Oklahomans want to see change. They are tired of living in prohibition with laws that were enacted in 1959. Is change uncertain? Absolutely. Is it difficult? You bet. But I guarantee you that the constituents that are contacting each and every one of us are tired of living under the same regulations that we've been under.
So it sounds like a significant number of Oklahomans are in favor of this bill and have been pushing for this type of reform for years. What exactly is the holdup?
There's been lots of concerns. There are public safety advocates who are worried about people drinking more or underage people drinking more. Really, there's also just a lot of problems with existing businesses. You know, liquor stores aren't sure that they want big box retailers to be able to undersell them, even if they get something. And that's kind of what happened, is everybody had to find out. Everybody had to get a little bit of something to give up a little bit of something. Jim Hopper, the head of the State Restaurant Association, however, worries that all of this will cause prices for alcohol to go up.
You know, I grew up in Texas, and I still visit family and friends there fairly frequently. And I know on Sunday when I'm driving back to Oklahoma, I'll occasionally stop at a grocery store or a gas station and maybe pick up a bottle of wine for dinner that night. How does Oklahoma compare to some of the neighboring states?
Well, we do have laws that are really restrictive in some different ways, you know, from the different strengths of beer sold at different places to not being in anywhere but liquor stores for full-strength beer and no wine in grocery stores. But part of all this that hasn't been talked about quite as much is the distribution system for wine and liquor. Now, manufacturers have to sell to a broker who is then legally required to sell to all 7 wholesalers in the state. We're the only state who does this. Now, the new system under these proposed bills would let manufacturers choose how many wholesalers they use. That could be 1, that could be 2, they could do all 7 if they want. They say it will be more efficient. It definitely cuts out a layer of the brokers, so that's 1 less layer of market. But again, Hopper from the Restaurant Association says that that could lead to less competition, and that's why he worries about higher prices.
We just heard from Senator Bice a few minutes ago, and she's the author of a separate bill that you kind of alluded to early in this conversation that also affects Oklahoma's alcohol laws. How does that legislation differ from the one we've been talking about, and what's next for these proposals?
Right. That fills in the details about who can sell what at what times. Currently, it looks like there'd be 3 different kinds of licenses, 1 for liquor, 1 for wine, 1 for beer. You'd be able to buy more different things in liquor stores now. Right now, you can't buy mixers and that sort of thing. You would be able to. Everybody would be able to sell cold, full-strength beer, wine, and liquor. The measures are still going through the legislature right now. We'll see how we do as we get closer to the deadline. And then in November, presumably, voters will have a chance to have their say to get the ball rolling on this.
That's the Journal Record's managing editor, Adam Brooks. He's with us each Friday to talk about Oklahoma business stories we've been following. As always, we appreciate your insight.
I'm happy to give it.